Everyone at Shishalik has stories, even the Siberians. And their stories, as it turns out, are much like ours. The Siberian Inuit tell their stories, and we tell ours, and after a while, the words began to weave themselves together into one story. Our story. The story of our people. My uncle Saran tells about the trail that used to go all the way to Siberia, back in the days before our village became an island, lifting its head from sea like a seal. Back in those days, our home was a mountain, its cliffs rising above the clouds. We lived on the spine of land that bridged our world to the Siberian world. Way back then, before the earth turned over and the bridge of land was torn in two. We didn't need sealskin boats for visiting back then, didn't need to strain our eyes seaward, watching. All we needed were feet for running fast. How I would have loved to run across that trail in those days, dancing along on outstretched legs, faster than even the fastest of dogs. For I'm a runner, and I could have done it. Uncle Saran is telling, too, about how when the earth was cracking apart, one girl played the game we call Morararak, there right at the crack, jumping back and forth across it, playing the game even as the earth was moving, just as we play it today on pieces of moving ocean ice, trying to take one last leap without plunging into the rift. Her name was Inurak, that girl.